Coming up on TMSPN, eat big, what? Eat up, big boy.
How much for the murdering?
NASA shoots for the moon.
Garfield is your waiter.
App time.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of the TMSPM.
I feel like I left one off of this. I think I did.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night. TMSPM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMSPM for April 13, 2018. I'm Scott Johnson. There's Brian Ibbotai.
That is correct. All of those things are true.
I forgot about the one of these in here is about a guy. Well, no, you got the murdering one. We got the other one. Next? Yeah, I missed. Either I missed one or we're short. Oh.
Well, you didn't say anything about the...
the top one.
The top one, yes.
Yeah. The best lead. One.
I know, it really is.
The best one. All right, well, that's what I did. We'll get to that. Don't worry, everybody. We left you a little mystery there, and you'll find it when you put your hands under the blower and push the button. All right. Boy, what a day. I feel like it's been spinning like crazy for me. I have this headache I can't get rid of. It's right here. I'm just rubbing it right here, see? And it's not going anywhere. Also, my daughter just showed up.
I can't imagine rubbing, like, vigorously rubbing your head in the place where you've got a headache.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that ever helping.
You don't think that works? Okay.
It's like you're trying to get an air bubble out of a piece of vinyl that you just stuck down on a,
It is a little useless. I mean, it kind of distracts me from the pain when I do this. But I've had it ever since I got up. It's snowing today. I think that's what's going on. I got one of these weather headaches.
We had that. We had that overnight. So you just got our snow.
We keep getting your remnants.
Yeah, you had our wind, and now you have our snow.
Yep, earth, wind, and fire. Also, I'm happy to report that that's a good sign for us, because we're having a hard time with the old, not drought, but we didn't get a lot of runoff water this year, because we didn't have a ton of storms. So I don't know if it's like that for you guys, but most of what we rely upon for our water source here in the great state of Utah is runoff from that winter snow accumulation in the mountains, and it runs down, and then that's where we get our water from. We don't buy it from California or wherever the hell people do.
Right. The vice versa.
Yeah, the other way.
Vice versa. They get it from, I think Nevada and California get it from us.
Yeah.
And you guys.
That's right. And actually, I think California, because of their drought, had to buy a bunch of water. So we're not used to not having enough up there, so it could mean stricter stuff this summer when it comes to water, so we'll find out. I don't know, the whole world's changing. What are you gonna do? Also, my daughter shows up about half an hour ago dumping the dog off, because they're going to Idaho for the weekend to see his grandmother, who is ailing and may not live long, so they want to make sure they say their goodbyes. Yeah, it's kind of sad, but she's in her 90s. It's fine.
Did that come from her? Like, I'm in my 80s, it's fine.
It's fine, you guys, it's fine. I'm gonna die any minute, it's not a problem. Anyway, she was she stopped by some secondhand store. They had a bunch of antiques and old stuff, and she came upon a box full of old matchbooks, just random matchbooks from places, and found for me a vintage 1980s era Chi-Chi's matchbook.
Nice,
full of matches. And I used to work at Chi-Chi's.
Yeah.
For lots of famous reasons, the guy pooped in the beans there and everything.
Exactly. I was going to ask you if that matchbook smelled like poop.
Actually,
does it smell like pina colada vomit?
I don't know what this smells like. Oh, it should, right? Because they got all those virgin drinks going left and right.
Virgin pina colada vomit.
It actually smells like. It smells like an old store. That's what it smells like.
Yeah, I was gonna say it probably doesn't have that cool sulfury match smell, because it's been just sitting in a box of.
Yeah, I wonder if there's even light. You know, probably wouldn't. I don't want to try, because this is like a cool thing. So she thought of me. She thought, you know what? I'm going to get it for you, Dad. And she brought it to me. So
it depreciates the value, of course. If you take one of the matches out of the light.
Yeah, this won't be worth anything. Actually, I think it's currently not worth anything anyway. But we used to give these out at the restaurant. I remember that.
Yeah.
Chi-Chi's Mexican Restaurante. It says on one side. And on the other side, it says Home of the Chimichanga.
In the same logo.
Yeah, the same font.
Oh, look at that. So that's probably where Chi-Chi's got their name, right? Because they just took the M-I.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
And the manga. They took the M-I and the manga out and just called it Chi-Chi's. Chi-Changa.
If they said it, yeah. Chi-Changa. Chi-Mekhanga. Anyway, there's that. So if I need this for anything, got matches, I'm good. Let 1987 never leave us truly before we die. All right. Hey, I went to In-N-Out today, and I thought of you because I know you like the In-N-Out occasionally.
I do like In-N-Out, yes.
And I had a moral conundrum. We got up to the window or up to the order thing, and the guy goes, they're the friendliest people in the history of the world. Mm-hmm. Hello, welcome to and I say, I'd like to just get a single hamburger, no cheese, and fries and a drink. Okay, that's cool. No problem. Come up to the window, burp it up, gave me the price. It all matched with what was on the board, so I know he got the price right. Always a little cheaper there anyway. The prices are good there. Mm-hmm. Get up to the window. Guy hands me all my food. I pull away, and I look in the bag. I've got a double-double in there.
Oh, yeah.
Two of the patties, two of the cheese bits. I mean, it's all food I shouldn't eat.
Got but cheese, too. Oh, they really messed up.
Yeah, they put on a ton now. Now, normally, I don't have that problem there. And also, normally, when there's a mess-up, it's a problem. Excuse me, for me, because I don't want the thing they gave me.
Yeah.
But I'm 100% fine with more food. I was just trying to be, like, you know, conservative and not eat like a pig.
No, you were also trying to not, like, gorge on an extra meat patty and cheese.
Exactly.
Right?
That's my whole point. I didn't want to be a pig today.
Right.
But it gave me something that's piggy, and I went, don't mind if I do, and I ate that. And then when I got home, I went, wait, maybe what I'm supposed to do when that happens is go back there and say, oh, you gave me a double and only charged me for a single. Here's the extra whatever. And I didn't think to do that.
Oh, no, they wouldn't care about that. They'd really just more worry about that they gave you something you didn't want and they'd give you a new burger without cheese. Because they don't know if you're asking for that because you're lactose intolerant, not because you know, are just trying to be a little healthier. And now, this happened to me, and I was in kind of conundrum, but I had ordered a cheeseburger. And the problem with the cheeseburger in the situation that we're describing here is that you can't just open up the patty, pull one meat patty off, throw it in the garbage or whatever, give it to the dog, whatever, and then go back to eating, because you've got the cheese has basically adhered the top patty to the bun. And if you get rid of the second patty, you lose. Am I getting robotic?
You were, but you're back. It was a while ago.
If you take off the second patty, you probably lose the condiments that are between the lower bun or the heel.
The heel. Oh, yes. The heel of the burger. Got it.
The heel of the burger. I remember that from my Wendy's rap training time. Anyway, so you lose the condiments. So it's a little Sophie's choice. And what I ended up doing is like, well, I don't want to be bad. I want to eat, you know, I want to eat the burger, but I don't want to be bad and eat the whole burger.
Sure.
And I don't want to tear half of it off. I don't want to eat the top half or eat the bottom half. So basically I just eat around all the outside. This was the kind of the thing that underscores this, is that it was a Freddy's burger.
Oh yeah. So you can do that
for a single.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can, with a Freddy's burger, eating the side, the around the sides is actually the best part of the burger anyway.
It totally is, because they've got that crispy, slightly burnt meat around the outside, crispy, crunchy part
so
of it.
So good, dude. So
And I felt better about myself for doing that.
Oh, well, look at you. See, you did a really, that's a pretty cool way to deal with it. Now, the only thing I would say is there's a word for this. You Ernie'd that burger, because there's that Sesame Street where Bert brings in a plate of cookies he just made for himself. And says, Ernie, now Ernie, don't eat these, Ernie, right? And then Ernie is so tempted that he takes, while Bert's walked in the other room, he takes a little nibble, and then he looks at it, now it's uneven. So he's like, well, I better go around the whole thing. So he goes around the whole thing, and now it's worked, it's round again, but it's smaller than the other cookies. So then he thinks he's got to make all the cookies look like that cookie.
Right, exactly, yes.
By the time he's done, I think he just ate it.
I think he finally just ate the whole plate of cookies. Well, now this one's just broken.
I love that episode. Yeah. I've brought it up before. It's a great metaphor for life. Anyway, that's the right thing to do, what you did. I instead pigged out and ate this whole thing. But I gave half my fries to Nick, so I feel better about that. And whatever. In-N-Out is great. I did meet a guy there named Gus. He looks like he's from Puerto Rico or possibly Chile. He stared at me very evil-like, and I think he's a meth king.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's a meth king. Think that's going on there.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Never mind. Yeah, now
you're like, oh, Gus, got it. I might be watching a lot of Breaking Bad. That's the problem.
It might be, yeah.
Yeah. That might be ruining me right now. Anyway, no, I didn't get the bottle of water. I got a freaking Coke. Okay? I got a Coke. It was full of sugar.
Oh, Scott.
Worse than that is full of high, what's it called? High octane corn syrup.
Fructose,
not octane. And I drank that. I didn't drink the whole thing, though. I only drank half of it. I gave Nick the other half.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
But I
That's
had
almost like drinking a Diet Coke.
Yeah. I've been really good this week, so it was just a little bit of a dip for me. Nothing major. It was okay. Just a burger. You guys all ate like that today, too. Don't judge me.
When I have to, you know, like I get a combo and it comes with a fountain drink and I have to go over there, what I'll usually do, especially if I'm taking it home, is I'll do like the Minute Maid Light Lemonade, and then I'll drink that about halfway down. By the time I get home, pour iced tea in the rest of that, and I've got a nice little Arnold Palmer.
Oh, is that what that is?
What?
I've never had one. I don't know what those are.
You didn't know what an Arnold Palmer was?
I know the golfer. That's it.
Well, he invented this. Lore has it.
I assume
so. He invented this drink.
Yeah, I assume it had something to do with him, but I've never had a version of that. I mean, is it always alcoholic?
Sheltered man. Yeah, it's just basically half lemonade, half iced tea.
Yeah. Oh, so there's no alcohol in that thing.
No.
I always thought it was like a booze drink. For some reason.
No, now you can have one.
Oh, I'm going to do that. Let's see.
Oh, I really wish I could have been there when you ordered a virgin Arnold Palmer.
Well,
I wish I could have gotten you to order a virgin Arnold Palmer in Vegas or something.
Okay, so what it is, let's just make sure that you got this right.
It's a pretty damn simple recipe.
Arnold Palmer, the drink, not the man.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You're right. Beverage of iced tea and lemonade. Yep. Named after Arnold Palmer.
They said it does. That's the problem that happens when you try to order in a restaurant. Inevitably, you'll say Arnold.
His name sucks. Let's just admit it.
Kind of does, Arnold.
It does say here there's an alcoholic version of it, generally made with vodka. It's called a John Daly.
Right.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
It's just basically an Arnold Palmer with vodka. It's a John Daly.
So wait, they're both golfers, but was John was Arnold Palmer known as a bit of a teetotaler type dude or something?
No, I think that just in the clubhouse or something, he would ask the wait staff, you know, when you'd walk up to the serve yourself fountain drink station, the Burger King.
Yeah.
No, I think he'd ask the wait staff for a half lemonade, half iced tea, just because he liked it very lemony. Not just, you know, a regular iced tea with a little bit of lemon and sugar.
Sure.
Like basically what you're saying is quadruple the amount of lemon and sugar in my iced tea, because all lemonade is water, lemon, and sugar.
Yeah. No, that's right. And this is all coming. Now it's starting to be, I'm starting to remember. Someone's told me this before and I think I forgot and just always assumed there was like booze in this, but gotcha. But I didn't know. So that's,
apparently the story is he would make this drink at home.
Yeah.
And then in 1960 at the U.S. Open in Denver at the Cherry Hills Country Club. Oh, my gosh. It was invented here locally. I know the Cherry Hills Country Club.
That's great.
He ordered the non-alcoholic drink at the bar, and a woman overheard him sitting next to him and says, oh, I'll take one of those Palmer drinks, too.
Really? And then it went from there.
It apparently went from there.
Great. Well done, Arnie.
1960. I would not have believed that the Arnold Palmer was older than me. I mean, I knew the dude Arnold Palmer was older than me.
Yeah, but can't you see him in his dashing 1960s era golf clothes up
I'm
there
guessing
at the bar?
Baby blue pants.
Yeah.
Baby blue
yeah.
Like Dockers.
Like a white polo. Maybe it's pink. Right. And he's got like I don't know. They're real short sleeves, but just perfect fit down there in the little gut. He's kind of receding, but not bald yet.
Right.
He's just a little squirrely looking dude, and he's just, give me one of those.
Have a half lemonade, half iced tea. You got that.
Give me a drink based on me.
Yes. Hello, my darling. How are you? Would you like one of these too? I know the owner. I can have him make you one.
I know OJ is going to do it, not did it, because this is too early in our lives. But one day, OJ will have done it. Hey, remember, because they were in commercials together. They did Hertz Rent-A-Car together. Remember that? That was a whole thing for a while. Arnold Palmer and OJ Simpson. Remember that? Oh, we lost Brian. I think his internet took a dump. I'll put this on the show. The deal about Comcast in our area... Mm-hmm. Brian's back, everybody, for those who are at home wondering why we paused there. Comcast in our area is highly thought of and likely would be also highly thought of on your side of things, because the way Denver and Salt Lake City are sort of laid out, they had an easier rollout here. Like, they don't have lots of weird, congested, intertwined street systems and stuff. Like, if you go to, I don't know, San Francisco, where it's all just a kind of a mess, or you go, like, somewhere on the East Coast where stuff's, you know, ancient, they have problems there, and people complain about them all the time. Kind of don't generally have problems with Comcast out here. So I'll bet you could get a pretty good priced plan that's actually less than what you're paying now. Less than what you're paying now!
I would love that. I just want something that I can rely on. Something trustworthy!
Yeah. But the gigabit's been really good. I've been very happy. Okay. Cool. Let's get to the news. Should we do the news?
Let's do the news.
Okay. Maybe I ought to be ready for that. There you go. Oh, that's not it.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
All right, let's get into it. There's some stuff. There's some things.
Yeah. This one, and this first one just is like, it feels like a story that was absolutely made for you.
It feels like it was, because now my entire view on certain public bathroom situations has completely changed today. Because I thought this was a great way, a great alternative to the whole paper thing. Mm-hmm. You use less paper. B, you know, people are half-assed about how they throw their paper away. It makes a huge mess. Like, I was never a big fan of paper towels in a public restroom. But those blowers, those hand blowers, apparently, well, let's get into it.
Okay.
A new study has found a dirty little secret about bathroom hand dryers. They say they spray feces or feces particles all over your hands. According to this new study, found in many public restrooms, researchers say the machines, which are designed to blow hot air on you. Excuse me.
The timing.
That was pretty good.
That was fantastic. It was really good. Yeah.
That was pretty good. Are actually sucking up feces particles and spraying them onto your hands. The report published by the Applied and Environmental Microbiology found that the air blasted out from the hand-drying nozzles contains far more bacteria than the normal bathroom air. As many as 60 different bacterial colonies can be blown out of the machines in just one 30-second drying. Good Lord.
I mean, all it's doing is just taking whatever's in the air and blowing it on you. I mean...
Yes, that's exactly what's happening. But 60 different bacterial colonies. That's
a
lot!
You can get that just walking through a public bathroom.
You can, but...
The faucet is taking feces particles from the air and spraying it down onto your hands. Granted, it's with water, but the dryers are coming with air. And
all right, hear me out, because I have another reason why this is bad.
Okay.
Those hand dryers aren't very efficient in making sure that when somebody's done there, that they're completely dry and sanitary. What's happened is a lot of water is still on them. There's condensation. Water's dripping down the front and the sides. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like a clean room that blew all possible bacteria out of the air. It just blew your hands dry, and then stuff that's like been building up on top of those things all day has been a problem. So one way they can fix this is to keep the dryers themselves cleaner, and I'll bet that cuts down on this sort of thing. Because I don't think it's just air. It's got to be stuff around the blow dryer. It says this, the more air you move, the more bacteria sticks, Brian. It sticks. If you're just walking through it, it's not sticking.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And all of a sudden, the study gets a little bit less weight because the guy writes, the more air ya move, YA. Okay.
Well, that's enough for you to.
I like my scientists to use you, not like they're, you know, a 12-year-old texting to find out. When ya getting here?
Well, what if you just had like a really strong accent and the reporter just wrote it as ya?
Okay.
It's possible.
Yeah, that's probably sure that's it. Yeah,
yeah, that might be it. And he says, and there is a lot of bacteria in the bathrooms, unquote. The study examined 36 bathrooms at the University of Connecticut School of Medicine, testing each machine during a single drying session. Several samples contained Staphylococcus aureus, a common bacteria found in the body and sometimes linked to serious infections. Researchers added that they weren't sure if dryers are the actual source of the bacteria after running tests on the machines, found far fewer particles when they were not in use. So it's moving that air around and the wet air.
Far fewer particles when they're not in use. Oh, really? Okay.
And it's sticking to you.
All right, so if you want to be 100, well, I don't think you can ever be 100% safe, but like if you want to eliminate the possibility of any fecal particles on your hands, what you'll need to do then, wash your hands, then go over to the paper towel dispenser,
yeah,
pull the first towel out and throw it away, then wash your hands, making sure that you do it quickly, go back over to get the next paper towel because that previous paper towel sat out for a little while and fecal particles landed on it.
Yeah. No, I mean, this is true. The bathrooms that don't give me an option, because there's some now where it's just the blowers and that's it. I don't like those. So what I'm going to do from now on, I'm going to get out of the can, shut the door, go over there, get my hands all wet, and the first human being I see, I'm going to human napkin that guy and just go up and down his shirt.
Lovely.
And get all his bacteria. It'll be great.
I wonder if that Dyson thing, you know, those vertical, the blades, the dryer blades, I wonder if that does any better because...
Yeah, they're supposed to.
And it's still blowing air on you, so if a particle were to waft its way in that air blast, it's going to get blown into your hand, but...
Best hand dryers. Okay. There's a whole bunch of these. You can buy your own, by the way. So
Dyson. Oh, really? You can have one of those in your house?
Yeah, you could get any of these brands. Excel, Dyson, Accelerator. The Airblade V Slim is the one you're thinking of.
That's it right there,
Let's see what those run. That's going to cost you on Amazon. That's going to cost you $749.
I'll just rip one off of the wall in the airport bathroom at 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's $1 left. That's $1 less than the charity dinner at BlizzCon this year. So
I listened to the instance today and was hearing all about that stuff.
Oh yeah, that seems expensive, doesn't it? But then again, if your goal in life is to hobnob
with the current BlizzCon Blizzard employees.
If you want fecal matter from those people, that's a great place to be.
Right, there you go. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, man. I'm all in. Here's
that those are worse, by the way, that the Dyson.
Oh, are they worse?
Yeah. Dyson dryers hurl 60 times more viruses, most at kid face height.
Hurl them. They hurl them. Wow.
They hurl viruses at your kid's face.
Dude, Dr. Dyson. What's your answer to this? I'm better at vacuums. Leave me alone, he says. I'm better at sucking it in, not blowing it out, he'd say.
Yeah.
An inmate in jail. Have you ever spent time in jail? You have. You have.
I have. That's a funny question.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, Scott, I did spend a few hours in Denver County Jail watching guys trade apples for cigarettes under the doors.
That's right. And your job, your thing, the whole thing was your dad was trying to teach you a lesson or something, right? Or what was the deal?
Well... He was actually pretty quick on getting bail.
Yeah. We've told this story on the show before.
People are going to have to go back and listen to the story because it's a long story. I don't want to tell it again. But it was just failure to show up in court for a traffic ticket. I wasn't like selling blue meth on the street of Denver or something like that. No,
he wouldn't sell blue meth. Yours wasn't as pure. The meth you sold.
It was a teenager thing to do.
Sure. We all did it.
Should not do procrastinating, but
we all do it.
Yeah, maybe there you go. New fireside chat. That'd be a good one.
That's a good one.
But anyway, what was the original question?
I don't know. I don't know. Oh, this is about inmates.
Trying to teach me a lesson. Yeah. Wasn't trying. I think it just took a while.
If you were in jail, let's pretend this guy is you and you're spending your time in jail. This guy's in trouble because it's an inmate. He offers 20 jail meals, whatever jail meals are. I guess they're just whatever food you get.
Yeah, it's those big plastic trays.
He offered his cellmate 20 of these meals to kill his ex-wife.
Oh.
Damn.
I guess the other guy's getting out sooner.
I guess. I don't know.
His ex-wife and her boyfriend.
He's like Red. He's got parole finally.
Am I rehabilitated? Sure.
I wish I could say it was the last time I tried to kill his wife for a bunch of food.
I need some more lines from that movie besides the walking through a mile of shit. And
yeah,
that was the first time I ever saw it.
Like, I don't even know if those are right. I think I've Mandela'd all that stuff.
Right. Yeah. It's like the play it again, Sam. I think we've gotten all those wrong.
Yeah. It's okay, though. It feels good. Do what feels good. Yeah. An inmate in the Lake County Jail signed a contract with a cellmate offering 20 of these meals and $2,000 cash. Way to bury the lead, to kill his ex-wife and her boyfriend, according to the Lake County Sheriff's Office. The investigation into 32-year-old Michael Lee began.
I was looking for a third name.
Michael Lee Began.
I was sure it was a third name because they always are. And I'm like, gosh,
I'm Began.
And they didn't capitalize it or anything. And
right,
it's began. Good Lord.
Let's hope we don't have an article about Menachem Begin.
Yeah, don't get
really mess you up.
Begin began.
Malcolm began
eating a bagel before Beatrice. Anyway, Michael Lee began when a deputy located a hit contract with names and signatures. The inmate who had the signed contract told authorities that Lee said he would give him 20 trays of food to kill his ex-wife and her boyfriend when he gets released on Wednesday. Deputies said Lee offered to give the inmate another $2,000 once it was done. That's a weird upfront. I'll give you these meals, and if you finish the job, I'll give you $2,000.
I think that's all he had on him. All I've got on me are these 20 meal trays.
This is so dumb. The inmate who signed the contract, whose name was redacted from the report, said Lee was an quote-unquote idiot, and he was going to take the food, but he had no intentions of harming the woman or the boyfriend. He just wanted to get the food.
So now he could get sued for breach of contract.
Well, I don't know how it goes with those deals.
It was a signed contract.
That's true. Should do like me and sign it Scott Jensen. Makes everybody happy. NASA. You'll like this story just because it's euphemistic in nature.
Okay.
NASA shoots human sperm into space. Not in the way you think, though, okay?
Big celestial money shot is what it is. By the way, do we still have our come up with a title?
We do. Yes. There, in fact, all through the show,
I'm right now typing in celestial money shot right here.
Let's see. Actually, Showbot. Let's see what they've suggested so far. I just want to see, because you can do it all during the show, folks, if you want to suggest these names. We have so far Virgin Arnold Palmer, We Lost Brian, Feces Theses. That's pretty good. Ibit Robot, Feces Hits the Blower, Wind Wings and Feces Kappa, and Celestial Money Shot. Submitted.
Which one's mine?
Yeah. Well, we'll see at the end of the show who gets voted up.
I can't sway the votes. I can't enter in my own. That's
it's fine. You can do whatever you want. I mean, we don't have to take the top getter anyway, because the top getter, vote getter, could be Brian's left boob is cracked and bleeding, and we don't ever want to have it as a title.
Right, exactly.
Because it's accurate and tells a true tale of your actual nipple problems that you have.
it could be damaging or scandalous or harmful.
Right. Or, in those cases, we veto that and we'll go with a different one. So just so people know, this isn't like a true democracy where we have to live with the results. We're just trying to get the best we can.
Anyway, by the way, here the Dyson air dryer can actually get it out to the to beyond Pluto.
Oh my gosh, you should use that to get the sperm up there. I like this. Space agencies and companies have sent many strange objects into space. We've got pizza, Lego minifigs. I didn't know that. That's interesting.
I didn't either.
Hmm. Why though? I don't know. Even a convertible. That's what's his name's car?
Elon Musk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ground control. Well, it's playing Starman. It is. It's playing a David Bowie song on loop.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Are we trying to piss off the aliens, or what's our plan there?
Well, here's the thing. You know that in space, no one can hear you play your cassettes because there's no air for sound waves to travel through. So we assume that it's playing, but there's really no way of being sure.
That's a good point. Do you get any kind of like in...
Get vibrations off the speakers or something.
Well, what was the movie with what's-her-name where she was out in space?
Gravity.
Gravity. When she would bang on stuff or things would break or whatever, you'd hear like, you know, like kind of a weird muffled sound.
Yeah, probably because you're hearing, like sometimes they just add it in movies just for effect, because otherwise it'll be nothing.
Dead silent,
but maybe you're hearing inside the thing that she's banging on where there may be air if it's like a capsule or something.
That's why I always appreciated Firefly, because they had no sound out of that ship.
Yeah. Battlestar Galactica was really good about that, too. There's something in the most recent Star Wars movie, you know, with the whole Princess Leia thing. Mm-hmm. I think it was a really cool scene with just there's no sound.
Like, oh, yeah, that scene. Some people hate that scene. I like it. I think it's fun.
I like it, too. Mm-hmm.
the force, baby. All right. Anyway, what are they going to do here? Oh, new experiment takes the cake. Researchers for the Project Micro 11. That's what they're doing this for. They're now sending frozen samples. They're sending frozen samples of human sperm into space. As we plan to travel beyond the space station with thoughts of colonization of the moon, Mars, and other heavenly bodies, the question of whether or not multi-generational survival can occur, not only in animals, but in humans. It is a very fundamental question that needs to be addressed, says Joseph Tash. Tash 2.0, he likes to call himself. a researcher at the University of Kansas Medical Center who will examine the sperm upon its return to Earth. I don't want that guy's job. I don't want his job.
Yeah.
All right, let's crack these open.
Right. How do we get to those after lunch?
Yeah. I might do them tomorrow. I quit. Here's my 2 weeks. All right, final story. There's a food delivery app that sells you only Garfield-themed cuisine. This is true.
Really?
This is true.
Okay.
This is not me making this up.
So lasagna? I mean, is that really... wouldn't that just be it?
Well, that's one of them. Okay. Here you go. The app launched in Dubai in February gives users a complete Garfield experience with cartoons, augmented reality, and the most crucial part, the food. It sells wholesome versions of Garfield's favorite foods like healthy lasagna, wood-fired pizza, and 100%... What happened there? Oh, 100% Arabica coffee? Arabica.
We've actually done this before. I've always said Arabica, but I don't know if that's right.
I don't either.
Arabica.
Arabica.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah, because then it'd be like Arab, and that's not the way you say Arab.
Yeah.
Anyway, the app delivers quickly to anybody.
I've seen that been written a ton of times.
I don't even think I've seen it written.
Oh, really? I've definitely seen it written.
First time for me.
I'm going to say pronounce.
Yeah, do that. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
And yeah, maybe we'll see one of those cool videos where it like swirls.
Yeah. I don't know why they do that.
Hold on. It is Arabica.
Is it?
Yeah.
Here, let's find this here. Pronounce Arabica, please. Okay, here it is. Hopefully this is a real one and not a joke one.
Okay.
Whoop. Go back.
Arabica.
Arabica. So you were right.
Arabica.
A rabbit's ca. anyway, you can get all that. The app delivers quickly to anybody who lives in the Dubai area who knew the original Grumpy Cat. It's such a fan base there. Let's see. It is environmentally conscious. It sounds like I'm going to talk about the scooters, really? Ladies.
I was going to say, this seems so ridiculous. Like, it's
environmentally conscious.
Right. I mean, it's lasagna.
Mm-hmm.
It's environmentally conscious lasagna.
Well, they say no strict sourcing guidelines, guaranteed no GMOs, although that's still up in the air whether those matter or not. Yeah. No preservatives, no artificial colors or fertilizers. Food is delivered in package so it can be repurposed or recycled or on rechargeable electric scooters. Oh, my gosh, there's even a scooters reference. That whole thing is about got scooters. Garfield Eats was founded by Nathan Masri and Pascal Hader. I don't like Pascal either. It's my least favorite of the programming languages.
Yeah, the programming languages. Yeah, so many variables.
Yeah, I'm a Pascal Hader for sure.
Hader.
Who were both fans of the cartoon growing up, despite being born way past its inception. Everyone's favorite ginger cat has appeared on the comic pages since 78. And we all know that. Now, I'm going to show a picture here for the chat room to view. So you can see we're not making this weird thing up. Like, look at this stuff. That lasagna right there.
I guess maybe he's just huge there. I mean, he's popular here.
Yeah.
But, look, it's even like a Garfield head-shaped pizza.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that? I don't trust that at all, by the way. I don't trust pizzas that are shaped like things. I don't think that's cool.
No.
It's like waffles. I don't like
circle.
Yeah.
Round is a shape.
Would you eat a waffle that looks like a keyboard? You know, with like the... I mean, if you made it yourself, might.
Sure.
But if someone gave this to you and said, just eat this thing covered in whatever, does that gross you out or no?
It really depends on what it is. I mean, I've eaten food that's shaped like non-food things.
Yeah. What's her name? Sarah Lane on DTNS says she would never do it. It legitimately makes her sick to look at it.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. I couldn't figure that out. Maybe it's because she thinks keyboards are gross or something.
Harsh.
And they are. If I had a camera on my keyboard right now, you'd say, Scott, maybe you want to clean that a little bit. Oof. You know what? I'm going to tap it out here. We'll see what we get.
Tap it out. Just tap it out. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right, well.
Oh, yeah, don't do that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna
do that over a trash can, would you?
Put that under a blow dryer in the bathroom. Woo! All right. Seriously, I'm afraid of what I just knocked out of there.
Oh, yeah. No, I would be, too. Don't use a hairdryer or an air dryer to blow those things on your hands,
That's
either.
That's right. I need a mask or something. All right.
Do that over a trash can, Scott.
We're going to... I did, right here.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's a trash can. All right. Break time. We're going to come back in a minute and do our apps. We're going to talk some Twitter questions from you fine folks at home. And don't forget, if you have a cool title for the show, you can submit those in the chat room with the... exclamation point and the letter S, and then the name you want for the title of the show. We're going to get used to doing this and doing it every day we do a show because it's fun.
Bang S is what you're going to.
That's right. Does everyone have that commonly in their head, though, when you say bang S? Do they know what that means?
I think if they're a programmer, they know what bang S is.
Because that's always a bang sign. It's like hash or anything else, right?
Yeah, bang.
Bang S, yo.
Bang.
That bangs, Mr. White. Okay, I've been watching that too much. Let's take a break with music in our hearts. What do you got there, buddy boy?
Sure, I've got something from the Netherlands, from Leeuwarden in the Netherlands. I'm sure I mispronounced that. A band called Eloa, E-L-O-A-H. I mentioned yesterday playing and listening lately to some concept albums sent in by indie bands, and I think this might be another one. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe so. And what's cool is, looking at the song titles, there's one in French, there's one in Hindi. The song we're about to play is in Portuguese. These guys are great, but the title of the album is Planet Zargo, and the first song on the album, which is almost the one I picked, except it's a little bit long, is introducing the men from Planet Zargo who are here to cook a meal for their new earthly friends. So I feel like it may be a concept album.
Weird.
In any case, I love it. I totally love this. This is a song, as I mentioned in Portuguese, called Batida de Coração, which is heartbeat in Portuguese. I looked it up myself to make sure. And you're going to hear them sing Batida, Batida, Batida a lot. And that's, I guess that's the beat.
All right. Sure.
It's cool. It's kind of a mix between, it's like an acoustic song with some a cappella singing over it, which I know means no instruments, but you'll see what I mean when you listen to it. It feels like there's some. Like, this would work as an a cappella song, too.
All right.
Once again, the band's name is Eloa. The album is called Planet Zargo. Look for them at eloa-art.net. They're described, by the way, as alien pop rock, which I love. Here you go. Here's the song, Batida de Coração.
E no começo, ouvi uma batida do coração. O coração é o centro, o coração é a origem, tudo vem do coração e vem com uma batida. Cheetah.
right, well, there you go. That was odd. Oh, Brian left. Where's Brian? All I see is the captain's chair. Did he forget how short his weird alien song was? Tune in and find out shortly when I pause the show and come back. Hey, listeners at home, we're back. No worries, no need. Everything's fine. Brian's back, and that song was weird. And gave him a brown note. No, not really. He didn't do that.
Apparently did, yes.
All right. Hey, we're going to keep it real. We're going to keep it real, keep it going. I don't know where I am now. Oh, yeah, this.
Well, put some music in the background.
Yeah, there here you go. This is what we're going to do. We got this. All right, we're going to review apps. Yeah, that's right. You heard me. We review apps that we play here. Sometimes games, sometimes stuff we just use or whatever. And man, do I have a weird one to tell people about today.
Cool. Very cool.
This thing is called Lightspear. Brian, have you heard of Lightspear?
I have not.
Okay.
I've heard of Heavy Spears. Is that a different thing?
It is a different thing.
Britney Spears? Unrelated.
Okay, there's a game on iOS that everyone loves where you throw like sticks at each other and try to get the angle right. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's a little goofy, kind of bloody.
Kind of like a newer version of the game where you try to get the basketball in the hoop and you adjusted the velocity and the thing and you flicked it and
yeah, like that. Like that's like Worms, exactly. You're trying to get the right arc and all that and hit it every time the best you can. This is actually called Lichtspiel. It's not Lightspear, because they're having a whole lot of fun at the German expense in this thing. And
you know, they're just not German.
Well, as far as I know, they're not, because like the option to quit the game is go home and eat strudel.
okay.
Sometimes the language is do you want to beat das Boss, like stuff like that. It's really over the top.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah.
Here's a little sound from it, so you can get an idea. Here we go. Hit a new game there, buddy. All right. Come on. Let me skip ahead.
Oh, there it is. Lichtspiel, all one word. Lichtspiel.
I'll skip ahead here. Okay, you pick a girl or a dude. And there we go. All right, then it starts. Where's the sound?
Oh, gosh.
So you got this guy. He's almost like, what's the game we played when we were kids? It was like Sinistar. Remember Sinistar?
Yeah.
He reminds me of that. He's like this big Sinistar looking dude. And he tells you the story of what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be some ancient German warrior type. And your job is to go out there and defeat all the bad guys. And how you do it is you do like I explained before, which is... Yeah, you hold your spear up and you try to aim it and kill a dude from across the way, and you try for headshots and things like that.
Yeah.
And it's stupid addicting.
It looks like it. And it looks gory as hell.
It's
too.
Super gory. So here you go. Hold the left mouse button to aim, release, destroy those puny targets. So you can see this guy's doing his little here, let me kill the chat in there. There we go. He's trying to get those targets, so those clear out. Now I'm gonna get to some actual monster killing here, chat room, so you can see it. Here we go. So the guy comes running. Oh, right in the head, just gushing blood. There's another one.
Now, do you only have to worry about killing the really tall dude?
Yes, so you have to hit him twice, or one headshot will get the tall dude.
Gotcha. Okay.
So there's a big blue-headed guy. Is that the one you're talking about, the big blue body guy?
Yes.
Let's see if I can skip ahead here to show the chat room that. I mean, here he comes.
It's very David and Goliath kind of...
Oh yeah, for sure. And if you hit him in the body, you got to do it twice.
It's
if you
like
hit him,
Sinistar mated with the guy from Katamari Damacy.
Kinda, yeah. That's a good way to put it. He's gonna miss this guy. Okay, almost got him. If you die, you start back at whatever the checkpoint was. Your goal is to kill as many dudes per stage as possible. It's really kind of just one or two moves. It's actually on the Apple TV as well, and it's very fun there. When you move on, you get points that let you unlock abilities. So you might have a scatter shot that you have to have a cooldown on, or you've got one that's like a grenade, and you can throw it into a wad of these guys and kill a bunch at the same time. Stuff like that. The bosses or the characters that you have to kill get harder and harder. Some of them have shields and only poke their heads up once in a while, so you gotta try to get them in the head. There's flying creatures. It's over the top and ridiculous, and the language of it, like I said, is always just like, you want to do das Boss now?
you have done great, Das Headshot. Like, just lots of really goofy, funny, fake German stuff. Anyway, it's totally over the top and ridiculous and great, and I love it, and I'm going to recommend it.
And no, it doesn't look like there's any freemium garbage, right? You pay $1.99 and you've got the game.
Yep, you pay the little bit. Oh, I forgot to mention, if you miss three times with your javelin, the Sinistar head will come out and go, missed, or whatever. And so you want to try to do that as little as possible, because if you miss three times, he stuns you, and you can't move. So it means you're going to get hit if you're not careful.
Love it. Totally love it.
It's really fun. Mechanically is where it wins for me. I mean, I like the tone of it, and the look and stuff is fun too. But where it really wins me over is that shooting mechanic feels really good, and you kind of don't want to stop doing it, which is hard to do in a game, especially on a touchscreen. It works out really well on there. So anyway, check it out. It is called Lichtspear, but just look up Lich, like Lich, and then a T at the end, and then Spear. And it's stupid good. I love it.
That's really cool.
Yep, that's mine. That's on iOS and Android, I believe. Brian, what'd you bring today?
All right, so first off, I'm beginning with a little bit of a kind of a trivia question, except I don't know the answer to it, so I'm looking for somebody to give me the answer. You might even know this. You know, prior to the movie, when you go out and see a movie in the theaters or watching at home, and you've got the studio cards, right, that show you which studios were involved,
right?
Mm-hmm. And there's one where you've got it's almost like a ball suspended next to two walls, and there's light being cast on it in two directions. And on one side, it's got one letter. On the other side, it's got the other letter. Like it's...
Oh, it casts the shadow to make the logo.
The logo, exactly.
Yeah, I know which one you mean, sure.
And I can't remember which studio that is that has it. I was just trying to look that up. But imagine an entire game built around that.
Oh, wow. So you got to turn a thing to cast a shadow.
Almost. You see the shadows, and you have to build the thing that makes them.
Oh, my Lord.
And that's the... it's funny that yours is Lichtspear. My game is called Project with a K.
Wow.
Or dot project, P-R-O-J-E-K-T. And that's basically the object. You've got a platform. It's empty. And you build upon it with blocks. And then you've got two panels on either side that show you the shadow that this thing would cast if there were a light projecting on the other side. And it's really cool because it even, as you get into the higher levels, you're limited on the number of blocks. Like, it's really easy to say, well, it could be any of these shapes and go blah, 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 and place all the blocks you want. But as you get into the parts of the game where you're restricted to only use 13 cubes, all of a sudden, you've really got to start thinking about, all right, well, there's that box up there on the top. That has to be right here.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to build to get to that. It's really, really cool. I can't remember if I paid for it or if it was... There's no freemium stuff, so I think I did pay like $1.99 or something.
Sure. It looks like it's... Yeah, $1.99 Android and iOS currently. So it's on both. So that's good.
Totally worth it. A lot of fun. This thing is really, really cool. There it is right there.
Yeah, this is an interesting take. There are games that do this. Like Resident Evil 7 has a whole sequence where I have to match a shadow to open a door.
Oh, really?
And it's kind of like this where I have to build it or whatever. Mm-hmm. But this is different. I mean, this is kind of some of that same idea, but this is way different. This looks really cool.
And it's a really cool art style. Like, it looks like you're working on blueprints and that sort of thing. It's really, really cool. Apparently, it was on Steam as well.
Oh, this is a Steam game? Cool.
Yeah. So it's it's a lot of fun. It's basically a game about making silhouettes, and it's called Project, P-R-O-J-E-K-T, and $1.99 on the Apple Store and on the Google Play.
I really dig the look of this. This looks really good. Okay, you sold me. $2.
Yeah, you sold me on Lichtspear.
You got to play Lichtspear. Nick played it the other night on the Apple TV for way too long. Kim's like, I want to watch my shows. Hold on, Mom, I'm almost done with this guy. He just kept playing it and playing it. He loved it. That's not his real voice, and I feel bad for making it sound like it was. All right. Well, that's great and all.
Mr. Lichtmeister.
What about this?
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
All right. Your Twitter questions. That's right. We're going to do your Twitter questions. Yay. These come to us at the hashtag AskTMS, and we read them on Fridays during this segment. And looks like we got a bunch. I'm going to read the first one that comes up, and I don't want to shock you, Brian, It's Peter Fisher.
Is it really? Yeah. How on earth does he know how to do this?
I don't know how he does it. I mean, he is a master of quickening with the keyboard. Peter Fisher says, so let's say one of the hosts of your show asks for different versions of the show's theme and a frequent Twitter questioner sends in one to the tune of an Iron Maiden song. Would you play it? Yeah, I'd play it. Sure. I'd play it once. Why not?
I think we did, didn't we? We played it once on the show.
Yeah, the bow one.
Did we not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's probably what he's
referring
to.
No, that's not what he's talking about. There was one that Peter Fisher did that...
Oh, did Peter Fisher do one?
Peter Fisher did the Iron Maiden one that I sent...
Right. Yeah, we were not playing that one, Peter. We're not playing that one. You're the nicest guy ever, but I didn't like that theme. You know, I just got to be straight with him. That's all. That's all. How about this one, Brian?
That's funny. Yes.
Scott Lee says, if you had the choice between fixing a toilet or arguing with a Drumpf supporter, which would you choose?
Wow, that's timely as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, probably because he heard your story and then sent this question.
That's what I'm saying. Probably.
It's only 8 minutes long.
It would have been a real dick move for me to, I got to get back to the show. Can you take care of this?
Yeah.
It
was a nightmare.
It was a nightmare.
Yeah. If that had happened in like a somebody else's Same. House, you'd have felt bad, right?
I had some really rich mac and cheese apparently for lunch.
And you guys think I'm the one that makes the poop jokes. Pretty freaking funny.
It was. All right.
All right. Thickened.
Fix the toilet or Drumpf supporter?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We didn't answer that. Which would you rather do?
I'd fix the toilet. Thanks.
Me too. Anacast says thickened liquid or balut.
Oh.
I'd take thickened liquid, dude. I had the balut.
Yeah, I think I would too.
Yeah.
I could force myself to do thickened liquid. I don't know if I could force myself to eat that balut thing that you had.
I'll never do it again. Thing had veins in it. It was terrible.
Blah.
Karen says,
unformed bones and stuff in your thickened liquid, hopefully.
Yeah, no kidding.
I guess you leave the balut out long enough, it'll be thickened liquid.
See? That's right. Karen V. Juliet wrote in, says, I'd love to see a Cage Joker, but if he plays Dr. Doom, I'll burn Utica to the ground. Nicolas Cage returned to superhero movies. He should be the Joker. Oh, I don't know, Karen. I don't know that we need him now. He can go do other things. We don't need Nick Cage as the Joker.
No, but he was saying, I think recently he said, in the last couple of days, he said he wants to play Joker.
Oh, he did say that?
Yes.
Oh, they're not letting him. There's no way. No way. They're not letting him do that. Let me just put it down right now. Scott's bet, I will bet, what can I bet? I will shave my head again.
If they let him do it?
If he somehow becomes the Joker, I'll shave my head again, and then I'll color it pink. Like, there's no way. No way.
His quote is, I think my comic days are kind of, I'm onto other things, but I always thought I'd make a great Joker, and I always thought I'd make a good villain in one of the Marvel movies, like Dr. Doom.
No.
But Dr. Doom, you have to wear that mask. You have to take your face off. But I thought the story leading up to Dr. Doom could have been interesting. I got to work on my Nicolas Cage. No argument for me. I need to work on it. But
well, maybe I should go back and edit my Dr. Doom image I did and put Nicolas Cage eyes behind the mask.
Just think about that. Scary Nicolas Cage eyes.
One here from Tyson Bengzen.
Okay.
Just got my first gaming PC, looking for a gaming community to join since I don't have any PC friends. Oh. Is AIE still a thing? Yes!
It's very much still a thing.
It's still, as far as I know, the world's largest guild, not just in North America. I think it's the world's largest horde guild anyway. Actually, I don't know. I haven't seen numbers lately, but I think we're still up there. But yeah, if you want in, just go to AIE-guild.org. Crap. Where do they do that? Hold on. AIE.
Yeah, I think that's right. AIE-guild.org.
.org. Yeah, that's it.
Org.
Go there, submit a application, and you can get in. People get in all the time. Happens all the time.
And it's not just World of Warcraft, too. It's like
a bunch of games.
And Star Wars Galaxy of the Old Republic or whatever it's called.
Yep, there's a big Steam group. There's all kinds of stuff. So hop in and be a part of it.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. Let's skip ahead here. Okay. Here we go. Here's one. Some Muffin wrote, what do you think about this paradox?
Quote, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? Personally, I really like it.
I like that paradox too.
I guess so. That's an odd thing for him to send us. I'm now I'm afraid of some muffin now. So, there you go. Camden says, do we know a good disability lawyer? I don't think so. Not on the show. Do you? Do you know a disability lawyer?
No, I don't, but I hope everything's okay. Jeez.
Saul Goodman type deal.
Yeah.
So we have listeners to the show like Evan the attorney. He listens to TMS, but he's mostly, I think, copyright stuff. I'm not sure about that, actually.
Right.
I might be confusing him with the guy on Current Geek who also is an attorney.
Oh, the guy who contributes, right, the guy on Current Geek.
Sure. So that's two attorneys. Yeah, they're two attorneys, but they're, I don't know what their specialization is. So you may have to check around, but we do have a lot of varied listeners.
Pop into the Tadpole Facebook group and just ask, you know, somebody might be able to recommend someone.
Sure. Here's one more. How about this one? A follow-up to our earlier conversation, if you checked out Dan Bull and what do you think? Would love to hear how you feel about his stuff. Dan Bull. Remember this? Dan Bull.
B-O-L-L?
Yeah, B-U-L-L.
Oh, B-U-L-L.
Oh, English rapper and songwriter best known for his raps about video games. Oh, because he has suggested, because I was out looking for rappers that weren't typical. Let's see if we can get a little taste of this guy. A little taste of the Dan Bull.
Que viajas en rumbo donde me lleve el viento. El experimento ha sido fallido. Cortana me dijo que fue un estallido. No dejo la vida en la que estoy metido. Yo solo quiero descansar un poco.
Yeah, I'm in, dude. I like that a lot.
It's cool.
I don't know that. I don't know that language at all, but I would hear it.
That same English rapper. Mm-hmm. He's not singing in English right there.
Oh, you know what? This is somebody's. He collabed with somebody. Hold on. We're gonna find it. British geek rapper.
He feet somebody?
He feeded somebody. Like he's got an Overwatch rap. Let's hear it. Let's skip ahead some.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Red box on.
On the same day Gabriel fell, Gabriel became an angel of hell. Prowling the place with the stealth of a snake on the ground, but I'm draining your house.
Yep, all in, dude.
That's cool. That's really cool.
All in on this guy.
Wondering Lisa said, for rap hip-hop, I love Professor Elemental. Professor Elemental is awesome, too. Chap hop, style of music called chap hop, which is like spot of tea British hip-hop, is a blast.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll look that one up, too. I got so many great recommendations. You guys just kept doing it, and it's great, and I love it, and don't ever stop, because I'm always interested in what other people are discovering out there. Sometimes whole genres will come, and if you're not exposed to it, how do you know? There's too many choices to find out. Like it's
totally true.
I need to find better ways to unearth this stuff, and I guess asking around is the way to do it. So thank you for that. All right, that's it for your Twitter questions. Thank you all for those. If you want to send any more during the week, it's Ask TMS on Twitter, and we will read them right here on the show. Best is to do it the day or day before of our next PM episode, which will be next Friday. A reminder. Okay, a couple things. Scott's cards. My cards?
Yes.
We were hoping for last week, then we were hoping for this week. Now it's Monday. Monday's the launch day. Unless something bad happens, that's the plan. So video's done. Pages are done. A couple of graphics are being worked on. But for the most part, we know where everything is. We got our numbers down. We think right. You know how this stuff is. It's stressful as hell. But I think we got it. So Monday, that goes live. I'll let you know that morning. It's the playing card collection stuff happening next week. Okay, so that was the first thing. Second thing is we are, a week and a half away from Vegas?
Yeah, I mean, we're 2 weeks, because it's going to be 2 weeks from today that we have the meetup, the Friday meetup.
2 weeks from today, that's right. Mm-hmm. So 2 weeks from today, this is
happening. I might slide the time back to 6:30 instead of 6, just to be on the safe side, because we've got a couple things going on before stuff that day, and I don't want it to bleed in and us to be late.
I told you I got those two right behind you, right? Didn't I tell you that?
You did.
Or in front of you, I guess. Or
in front of me, yeah.
Yeah. Better than one inside of you than three in the bush or whatever. we'll have some final details, I guess, next week leading up to it. The swag stuff's supposed to arrive to me on Wednesday, which means that'll be packed in the car and ready to roll. And very excited to see you all that may be coming. What else? That's it. Vote for our title of the show, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Bang ass. That's the exclamation point for those who don't know what
that's
bang
how you submit
is.
a a title.
Yeah, if you want to submit a title. Exactly. And if you want to go vote, then it's frogpants.showbot.tv. There you go. Good point, Brian. Good point.
Showboat.
Not Showboat. Nobody wants to go to showboattv.tv. Hey, we're done. Patreon.com/TMS is why we have this PM edition of the show. If you're thinking, oh, that's cool, how can I support it? Head on over to patreon.com/TMS. You can find links to that and everything else we do at frogpants.com/TMS. And if you're trying to contact us, see us on Twitter, all that stuff is there. So go check it out. One place, one stop, all of it. frogpants.com/TMS. All right, let's play a song on our way out of here. What is it? What do you have?
Our song is a request that's going out to Matt Smith. This is a great, oh, what a great song to lead into your weekend.
Wait, hey, former Doctor Who,
former
Matt
Doctor
Smith?
Who.
Okay.
Yes, former King George.
Great.
The Crown.
Great.
Or King, not George.
King.
It wasn't even King. It was King, Prince.
Prince George. Wait.
Prince George? Oh, what the heck?
King Peter George. Michael George George.
Oh my gosh, why can't, anyway. All right, it was Elizabeth's husband, and I can't remember his name.
Queen Elizabeth. Hold on, we're going to find it out. Philip, Prince Philip.
Philip, thank you, Prince Philip. Jeez, yeah, Louise.
There he is.
Anyway, hey, Scottish and British, your show is always a highlight of the day, and I had a great time meeting everyone at Nerdtacular last year. So I don't think it was that, Matt Smith. So I figured it was about time I put in a request. My birthday is April 12th, and it would be great to hear our friends Electric covered by Information Society, if it's not too much hassle. Please keep up the awesome job. Don't let spring snow get you low, though. Signed, Matt.
Nice.
So our friends Electric, originally done by Gary Newman and Tube Way Army, the band he was in prior to going solo, and featured not as a theme song, but as a very prominent song in the show Halt and Catch Fire, which, if you've not seen that, is a really, really good show. And now that it's wrapped up, you've got a finite amount of shows to binge watch, which is always a nice thing. But here's a cover by Information Society. You remember Pure Energy. Those guys.
I love those guys. Yes. That whole album, that first album, was that their first? I don't even know if it was. But
yeah, I think it was.
I listened to that on repeat. I wore that tape out, man.
Dude, last year they came out with a cover album that was my album of the year. It was so, so good.
I got to get back to that.
Information Society, from the album Don't Be Afraid from 1997. Oh, and it feels like it. Here is our friends Electric.
Thank you. Slowly found out your reasons for the phone calls and smiles. And the nights that I'm lonely and I should never have tried. And I missed you tonight, so it's time to leave. You see, this meant everything to me.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.